my daughter. Come, pray, my dear mama, to make a little space for you in her maternal womb, that you yourself may see the painful state in which I find myself. So, with my thought, it seemed to me that our Queen Mama made me a little room to make Jesus content, and placed me inside. But the darkness was such that I could not see him. I could only hear his breathing. And he continued to say, my dear, my daughter, look at another excess of my love. I am the eternal light. The sun is a shadow of my light. But do you see where my love led me? In what a dark prison I am. There is not a glimmer of light. It is always night for me, but night without stars, without rest. I am always awake. What pain. The narrowness of the prison, without being able to make the slightest movement, the thick darkness, even my breathing as I breathe through the breath of my mama. Oh, how labored it is. To this, add the darkness of the sins of creatures. Each sin was a night for me, and combining together, they formed an abyss of darkness with no boundaries. What pain. Oh, excess of my love, making me pass from an immensity of light, of space, into an abyss of thick darkness, and of such narrowness that I even lacked the freedom to breathe. And all this for love of creatures. As he was saying this, he moaned, with moans almost suffocated because of the lack of space. And I cried. I was consumed with crying. I thanked him. I compassionated him. I wanted to make him a little bit of light with my love, as he told me to. But who can say everything? Then the same interior voice added, enough for now. Move on to the seventh excess of my love.